From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David DeForest reporting. Rebel fighters and the Syrian government have reached an agreement to allow the evacuation of civilians and opposition forces from the city of Aleppo. Russia says the government has ended its offensive in the city. Russia confirmed the agreement Tuesday just before an Emergency Security Council meeting on Aleppo called by France and Britain. The agreement comes after the United Nations said it had received reports of pro-government forces in Syria killing at least 82 civilians in four neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo. The Pentagon said Tuesday a coalition airstrike killed three key Islamic State leaders in Syria, including two militants who were involved in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Defense Secretary Ash Carter gave some details.
And they were associates of al-Adnani, who was, if you recall, the chief external plotter for ISIL and its chief spokesman. And we killed him a little while ago.
A Pentagon spokesman said all three plotters were targeted while riding in a vehicle in Raqqa December 4th. President-elect Donald Trump announced today his nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. Tillerson had spent his 41-year career at the oil company, gaining knowledge that Trump says is crucial to the leading of the State Department. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, now with the Brookings Institution.
By all accounts, you know, he's had several encounters with Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin gave him an award several years ago. So in that business context, there's been a very positive relationship. But as Secretary of State, Mr. Tillerson is going to be responsible for a wide range of issues with Russia. And there are a lot of issues right now on which American and Russian interests are in conflict.
Stephen Pfeiffer. This is VOA News.